It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
What's going on, guys?
Hello.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We are live on CWERadio.com. I'm Derek. With me, as always, Steven.
Hi.
Kevin.
Hey.
And back one more time. Clutch.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Our
you
boss.
You speak Spanish?
Sí.
Oh, my God.
Sí.
Our brother from another mother.
Hey, can, can you text your mother from another mother to get more of these things?
And a pizza.
And a pizza.
Pizza?
I'll give her at least $3 if she brings pizza.
See, like, you guys come here like 10 minutes before the show wanting pizza. You figure you could have, like, picked one up on the way over.
I'd like to have it on record. I was here an hour early.
He was here at 6 o'clock. I'm like,
you
the
still
could have
got a pizza.
I was like, the guys usually come around 6. He's like, all right. Because I didn't want him showing up at, like, 5 or something. Yeah.
Because you're jerking
being,
off.
Yeah, sitting here jerking off like, people usually don't come till 6. I'll be on a minute. And then it's like, it's like 10 to 7. I'm like, I think I should text him. Guys,
yeah,
are embarrassing.
Man, I was busy.
Fucking boss is here and you're showing up 10 minutes before airtime.
And he's drinking on air.
And drinking on air.
What kind of slobs are you?
Yeah, Steve.
Fuck me.
Pussy.
You have any problems we need to tell HR about?
Who's HR? Your cat?
My prostate's weakening,
Henry
but
Rollins?
My doctor's cool with it.
Somehow, I don't think that was a fake lie.
No.
Fake lie.
I don't ever lie. I laugh at myself and my real problems.
Hey, you were pretty good on Sunday. Don't knock yourself.
Oh, thank you.
I wasn't there.
What?
I know. I wasn't there. It's hard to believe, but I wasn't at your wrestling show on Sunday. When's the next wrestling show? It's pretty much
RTFQ.
He was referring
son
to
of RTF.
Sunday,
no, Sunday's
Thursday.
Show. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking dork.
I've been drinking.
You're a dork. You're a dork, which is a whale penis.
Much like Muda.
The great Muda.
Yeah, we wrestled in Delaware last Sunday.
Yes, Delaware.
Saturday, September 7th, RTF2 Son of RTF taking place at the Warehouse Motor Club.
Which Derek is going to.
Which will feature a 6-man tag team Fans Bring the Weapons main event as the Two Root Dudes team with Danny DeMonto to go against Jeff Cannonball,
ooh,
Chris Powers,
ooh,
and Justin Blackwell.
Wow. I know at least two of those people.
Fans Bring the Weapons.
Damn.
Yep.
And I will be at the Aristocrats booth signing autographs.
Are you going to be there?
No.
What the fuck? Why
how
not?
Far away is it? How long does it
20
take?
20 minutes.
To get there? Honestly, how long does it take to get
20
there?
20 minutes.
It's flat. 20.
Okay.
Door
maybe,
to door.
Maybe 27.
Thank you, motherfuckers.
With traffic.
Fuck
that. 20.1 with traffic.
Yes.
Clutch is going to be there.
And I'm bringing the powder.
Powder.
The what?
Cocaine?
Oh, no.
No, sillies. My co-host.
Oh.
Doobie
the
Wiggle.
Wiggle.
Did you pre-order tickets? So,
no.
Should
yeah,
I?
You should.
So there won't be any skiing?
No. No.
Hmm.
No. I mean, yeah, but not from him.
Oh.
I'm going to jerk two guys off.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah. That old gag.
Watch, you'll get in Steve's eye. Come on.
Yeah.
He doesn't need pink eye.
Gatorade.
Lots of Gatorade before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's Saturday, September 7th.
What?
Saturday, Warehouse Saturday, Motor Saturday. Club.
The I plan on making motherfuckers say. Bleed.
That's right.
They're going to smack
Let
people
them bleed.
Smack people How much are tickets?
Just curious.
How many for two?
Like $1,000.
No. They're cheaper than that.
Payment
dummy.
Plan?
Tell me. $10 now.
$10?
$10 now. 12 at the door.
That is very cheap.
Yeah.
I just made that up. I hope I'm right.
And you get like 6 wrestling matches.
And rock and roll.
And 3, dare I say, rock and roll bands.
Damn.
Most important, is there going to be food at this establishment to
there's
quench
a,
my
a
hunger?
Concession bar.
There is
also a bar across the
there
street.
There is a snack bar that is known as Snack Flag.
Ooh.
Yep.
Is that a black flag? Get
it's
it?
It's a black flag logo.
Oh,
it's
I get
a,
it.
It's a snack flag.
I like Grill 'Em All.
I like Metallica?
Yeah.
Good one.
ride the concessions.
Yeah.
Inning.
Yeah.
Inning.
is far it really, beyond, is it really 10
far
bucks?
Far beyond pretzels.
Yeah. Well, 12 at the door.
Well, 12 at the even 12.
Yeah.
That's half price of a of another show that.
Yeah, well, you go any more than that and the Dirty Punk Kids don't show up.
That's true. We want the crust punks there. Love the crust punks.
Crust, I'm starving.
So what's going on, fellas?
Piece of crust.
I told some, at the last show, I told some little bitch, I'm like, yo, my man right here, Havoc's going to take your fucking broad, and your boyfriend ain't going to do shit about it. And he just looked at the floor I'm like, little bitch.
I got her pregnant that night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Havoc here, he's going to fucking give your girl a shower, and then make her pregnant.
I mood to miss that bitch.
Mood to miss.
yeah.
Quang that up.
And here's the announcement. I'm going to be a dad.
Oh.
Congratulations.
To a crust punk. A little crust punk.
I will call him Muta. Muta Havoc.
Hold him up like the Lion King.
Yeah, the last show, right? You can see it on YouTube.
And, YouTube.
The match with me and Havoc versus Mike Dennis and Nicky Ocean.
Havoc and I.
They're all, you know, everyone's got their shirts off. Kev's got his great physique, and there I am, like a big fat ass sweating death. Couldn't breathe.
Sweating death.
Yeah. And
he was gleaming.
The sweating death.
I had my cigarette pulled down, and then there was a spot where Ocean's grabbed my tights to, like, hold me from running against the ropes to pass me, and it pulled my tights down even lower, so I looked like I was, like straight up wearing, like, a bikini. And my wife goes, on camera, on YouTube, for everyone to hear, she's like, oh, my God, my husband's half naked, right? And the woman, the
At
girl,
least she didn't go like, ooh.
No. The woman next to her, and then I tag out the cabin. I'm on the outside. The woman's like, which one's your husband? Oh, no. She goes, your husband looks better than me in a thong. And she's like, really? She's like, which one's your husband? And she goes, that's him right here. Like, so, like, disappointed.
And she went,
pointing at the
oh,
fat one. Not the great physiques that were in the ring. There's the dumpy fat ass on the outside sweating and contemplating leaving because it was so hot.
Oh, I thought, I didn't think he would be married.
Yeah,
I'm glad I went physique. On a Saturday.
You got to come to this show, man. It's going to be kick-ass.
Kick-ass.
Imagine coming to a wrestling show where you hear the wrestlers telling people to fuck off.
It'll be interesting.
Instead of just saying, you smell.
You're never going to get on iHeartRadio with mouths like that.
Well, you're right.
Who?
Pussy.
Who?
Cock.
Wrestlers that say fudge off.
Cunt.
Twat.
Fuck shit piss.
Unless you're Danny DeMonto, and then you can say
yes.
whatever you want, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
There was something else you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, since we're talking about wrestling.
Well, I mean, we can't really play the video. I mean, it's.
Oh, did you want to wait?
That's what put it over the top.
Oh, okay. So
I mean,
do you want to
I mean, do we want to, like, can we get a quick sample of the video and then...
I mean, I could play the video here, but it's not going to go out to anybody.
Well, maybe a little backstory and then we can put the video,
I don't know. I don't know what video this is.
Steve, tell him about the 5-year vet. I'm going to look up the video and send it to him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, a few months back, we did a show out in Lakewood, New Jersey. It was an outside show on a ball field, and it was a cute little show. It was cute. And, we need to hustle up.
Was that the Blue Claws Wrestling Day show?
No.
Oh,
never. It was a little league thing. Kev ran over a turtle that day.
Damn it.
Sorry to bring it up.
R.I.P.
But
was
anyway.
Was it Michelangelo or Leonardo?
It was
Definitely. It was Donatello, the expendable one.
Yeah.
The expendable one. The one that created all their equipment.
The expendable.
Let's face it. No one thought he was. Nobody's favorite was Donatello.
But he loves machines.
That is true. That is true. No one's favorite is Donatello except for Matt.
Yeah. Because nobody likes him.
Yeah. Because Donatello's on a computer in Mortal Kombat.
I'm weary of anybody who's whose favorite turtle is Michelangelo. Why? I just feel like they're front runners.
He was the purple one, right? With the little purple mask?
No. It was the orange or yellow. Orange.
I don't have...
He was the one that said, like, dude, and cowabunga, and eat pizza.
Oh, the Bart Simpson one, okay.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, he's the Bart Simpson.
I mean,
of
I guess ultimately my favorite one's Raphael, because he was such a badass like me. But,
Michelangelo
was fucking hilarious.
He was all right, but it was, like, enough already.
And to me...
He had no depth.
And to me, Leonardo had sharp eye. That's just me, though.
Leonardo was a little bit of a whiny kind of...
Like, gay.
Yeah, come on, guys.
We got to stop that.
Master Splinter's going to be so pissed.
Yeah, he was a pussy.
And Donatello's like, I'm just fixing this machine. And Michelangelo's like, oh, dude. And then Raphael was just like, fuck you guys.
You guys suck. Fucking suck.
I feel like I'm watching the YouTube video right now.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, this guy.
Okay, anyway, go on.
We need to hustle up out of the ball field, right? So the ring needed to come down quick. And I look over. And it's now I've gotten to a point now where I physically just can't do the ring crew. If I set up a ring, I stiffen up. If I take it down, I can't move. I'm not dealing with that. But I look over at this fucking 5-year vet, right? And I'm like, yo, let's break the ring down. Let's hustle up. And he's like, I don't have to break the ring down. I'm a 5-year vet.
Now that was the birth of the term 5-year vet. Yeah.
That was his response to me. I don't have to break the ring down. I'm a 5-year vet.
Yeah, before
now,
that,
hang on a second. Before you guys go anywhere, the word vet implies veteran, right?
You've been there,
or you take care of animals.
Okay, yes. Or veterinary,
yeah,
physician. Now, isn't it 10 years to become a vet of any kind of war?
Is it? I guess.
I think it is. I think the war has to be 10 years old.
Yeah, like you don't,
in order for you to
like
be
I don't get shipped to Iraq and then come back 6 months later and say I'm a vet.
Yeah, you have to. I think it has to be.
There's like a time limit.
Yeah, like to get into any kind of veterans association, I believe it has to be 10 years.
Like the whole
I could be talking at my ass.
Like the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you got to wait 5 years after retirement before you're eligible.
Okay.
So yeah, something along those lines. You're right. And then he proceeds to tell me that he is a third generation superstar.
Third gen?
Third.
No,
second.
Second generation.
Second generation superstar.
Like Randy Orton, right?
Yeah, something like that. But he couldn't tell me the name.
So...
His father
taking
was,
the word superstar out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
What did his dad do? Ring crew?
He was
nothing.
Owl boy.
He is not anything close.
He was Captain Jones McGee of some Delaware indie fed. And
oh,
this basically this kid came from a backyard wrestling promotion. He counted those 5 years of backyarding.
Oh,
towards his.
But his dad really did wrestle.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
with his mom.
that's how he was conceived.
And he worked at a Goodyear.
I actually first met this kid years ago when he was just a kid. Like I think he's 19 now, but when he was just like a kid, probably 14, 15. Mm-hmm. And back then he was a little cunt and was like, oh, my dad's a wrestler and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I was glad that wasn't coming around for a while. And then he just started showing up. And the first time I saw him back, he had one of those my first mustaches, like the shitty, like
the Chico stash.
Yeah,
the Peyton.
I'm gonna leave my this because I look like mustache. I'm a man.
Yeah,
I think they're right next to Easy Bake Ovens and Toys R Us.
Yeah, but he also had like a house arrest bracelet, like anklet on. He was getting in the ring, and it was one of those we'll do drills and stuff, and, like actually do productive things. And you could tell the guys who don't know what they're doing because they'll act like they're too good to get in. And then when the hard work's done, they'll jump in and start doing stuff. And it always looks like shit. Mm-hmm. And he did that. And I'm like, I see nothing's really changed with this kid. Then fast forward to Lakewood. He won't take the ring down. He says he doesn't need to because he doesn't need to pay dues because he's a 5-year vet. And
it's a long time.
Second generation superstar. You guys don't know who my dad is.
And he doesn't either, apparently.
Yeah, well, you don't say shit like that.
Ever.
It circulates.
Yeah.
And people found out. And And
the wrong people.
Yeah, and anytime he's been to a show from then on, we've just been on his ass calling him the five-year vet and second-generation superstar. And
now, would it be okay if he was, like, really good?
If he had some merit, something to back up what he was saying, then yeah. But he's just a dumpy fat kid with bitch titties and, you know.
Like banana tits?
Yeah. And, like, for one of the shows, his wrestling gear was gym shorts and a girdle with, like, padding on the side, which earned him the nickname Titty Scent, because...
Oh, my God. I saw that picture. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now it's funny.
Yeah.
I saw that picture. I'm like, what is this?
As soon as I walked up into Lakewood, that's what he was wearing.
Yeah,
he was Titty training him. What he, yeah, and the first thing that popped in my head was, this kid looks like he's trying to be, like, you know, look like he has a bulletproof vest on. He's trying to be 50 Cent. So I came up with Titty Scent in my head.
Wow.
Then there's Titty Scent. We also came up with a slew of other nicknames for him.
Oh, yeah. This was the whole ride up.
Hulk Hoagie. I really like this one, but it didn't really get a lot of love from everyone else. Brutus the Barber Bunt Cake.
Oh, nice.
Man, nobody else was
I give you permission to use Bulk Logan.
We came up with a lot of good ones, though.
Belly Gun.
Nice. I preferred my favorite one was Mayo Mantits. No, Mayo Man Cans.
Mayo Man Cans.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I came up with Cold Stone Cream Austin.
But before one of the shows, we got him and another, you know, one of our guys that we brought up before, the ARC member.
Yes.
We decided that they were the two.
Who somebody thought was me?
Yeah, McGuire. We decided that we were going to have them have a tryout match before the show, which
tryout match.
It's kind of hard for us to watch the highlights with him walking away. I was setting up the video, but
well, just talks amongst yourselves.
Well, anyway, we got to a point where we fucked with this kid over the course. We did three shows in the four shows over the 3-day weekend, and we fucked with this kid so much that by Sunday he quit wrestling completely.
Just because of ribbing.
Well, yeah. Well, we pulled him. One of our guys pulled him aside and said to him, "Like, do you understand why we did this?" And the kid's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, you can't act the way you're acting and expect to survive in this business. Like, you need to change your attitude." He goes, "No, I don't. I'm done. I'm quitting wrestling." And the kid just left.
Wow.
Like, that was it.
Just walked right out and said, "I'm done."
Well, since we had this footage of this tryout match, we decided that we wanted to make a touching highlight video.
A tribute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Certainly a tribute. And
I wish it up as soon as
it
back.
Would be. We can cut this part out in post. And
perhaps, yes.
Just have it go right to the video. Hey, buddy. I want my friend back.
Yeah, pretty much. There'll be a lot of post editing in this episode.
No, just this one block.
You should have seen the end bombs
talking.
The culture's dropping.
You guys were talking. I figured you could
literally
just continue talking.
You picked the point that I was like getting oh, really? To the video setup to walk away.
Okay, so who made this video?
It was shot by a few people sitting around the ring as this match. Quote match happened.
Okay.
But what happened was by the end of the weekend, I was just telling these guys, we got him to quit wrestling, and ooh. This became this is the highlights of his career. This is a tribute to the 5-year vet.
He had a dark match, and this is his life.
All right,
this is his life.
Wow.
So we're look at the views already. By the way,
600 something.
690.
Nice.
And it was like 600 after 2 days.
All right. So is this just like music or?
Well, I mean, we can explain what's okay. going on.
So this is a nice black and white kind of retrospective video.
Wrestling fans may recognize the song.
Oh, he is a big kid.
Oh, Jesus, that guy.
He was titty flopping.
He's getting chopped.
Wow.
And this really does look like... Meanwhile, there's nobody.
He was about to DVD Richie, and he doesn't even take back bumps right.
He's got a nice tat.
Look at that suplex.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hang on.
Dude, I think I'm nowhere near a professional wrestler. I'm not professional at anything in life in general. I can suplex somebody better than that.
Okay, I'll throw this out here. I did backyard wrestling with, I'll say, Matt.
Thank you.
And I remember doing a suplex, and it wasn't that bad. it really wasn't. It was pretty good. I got him over. We were in the shitty ring and everything. What I just saw.
That was like a hip toss.
It wasn't, because it was set up exactly like a suplex, and he just go forward a little.
No, it's just coming up next. I want to see his titty. I want to see his titty flop off the knife.
I don't. Okay. Did I miss it?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, I went right through it. Oh my god! All right, the guy, like, he set him up fine, right?
His left foot never leaves the mat.
He's on the wrong side. I'm trying to visualize this. Just picture, like, you know, a suplex. But instead of lifting the guy up, he just kind of places him down on the guy's shoulder. He rolls him.
He does a big pivot off his left foot and just lands on his back.
Yeah, I mean, perfect way to describe it, like you just said. The guy's left foot never leaves the ring. He just, like, lifted up his right foot and just, like, fell on his side. And it comes off. What is that?
Oh. And meanwhile, as this match is going on, we're all just screaming and chanting and, like, like, this was a Mania main event for the workers who were watching it.
Oh, so now this is obvious because there's nobody in the chairs. So this
I gotta admit,
is,
Richie did a lot better job than this kid.
This is probably about 3 hours before the show actually happened.
And now, did they say, like, was this like a tryout or like a?
No, we just told the guys, actually,
go in there and do a match.
Actually, if you want the real setup behind this. A number of us were shoot wrestling each other, like amateur wrestling, and we tell them to get in and do it, and
they lock up.
They start working, and there was like a shoot off tackle hip toss like spot, and meanwhile, like, just before that, like, we're throwing cross faces and trying to, like, roll each other and shooting half Nelsons, and then we expect them to do the same thing,
and they just start working.
Get in there and start working. And our minds are all blown, but, like, we just got sucked right in, and we're just screaming and cheering for them and starting the most ridiculous chants we
sarcastically
could.
That's the only negative to this video. Like, I wish they were able to dub in our chants.
Yeah.
Like, we were doing, like, the ole, 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 ole. Yeah.
There was a Let's Go Cena sucks chant.
It's fucking great.
Way to make them feel loved and professional.
Now, there's one point coming up too. I can't wait to point it out. Where
neither one of them are smart enough to realize that we were making fun of them. The whole thing was a rib on them.
Yeah. So they're like, all right, we're doing good.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't notice the suplex got botched.
Keep an eye out too for Mike Dennis actually reffing this, and you just see him raise his hands and go. He just raises his hands. What he's saying is, I'm not even going to ask. The guy puts a fucking submission hold on the other guy. It's not even a real submission hold. So he goes, I'm not even going to ask him.
And this is really...
That's Joey Janela. That was a tadpole splash.
Was that Janela?
Yeah, Janela...
Got up and threw him.
You see how bad that is?
Wow.
Rewind that.
I really wish you two had like a 30-second... Oh, my God.
Wow, how about you...
That was some sweet nothing music.
Way to expose the business.
He's counting himself.
I'm sorry. I know that it's just us watching this.
Oh, the match ended. And the commissioner decided he was going to. You know I don't like odd numbers.
But me and Dapper were talking, and we seen the finish of this match. And I thought it was undecisive. So we know what we're gonna do here in Island Heights. Eat hot dogs. Yes. Hey, it's me.
Hey.
What do you think about this five more minutes, brother?
5 year vet.
Blowing up. Hey, get your butt in the ring.
No.
5 more minutes.
Yeah.
And don't make me talk your pay.
So they went through the whole match, ended it, I'm assuming.
In a real shitty way.
And then Janela went on the mic and did the whole, who was he making
Gino
fun of?
Gino Moore.
Making fun of Gino?
Yes.
And made them do five more minutes?
Yeah. And I don't know if it makes the video, but that happened like three more times where they finish and he'd get back on the microphone and demand they do five more minutes. And Titty Scent at this point was like.
I mean, look at that right on the screen. You see the Titty and Scent.
he at one point is just like, I'm done. I'm not doing any more of this. Like, we just kept pushing him. Like, yeah, you are.
Oh, God.
Right. Five more minutes.
And then the tribute continues. Oh, he's slipping out of his shirt there. What? Even the lockup was like...
It's incredible. Like, there's no words that can just... Oh.
Did he really knee him in the balls?
It's all right. Richie has no feeling anywhere, ever. Oh,
is
smooth.
That Ark?
Yeah, that's Ark.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize... What was this? Oh, this guy looks irritating.
It's like, it's just... It's so bad that you can't even...
He's just wearing sneakers.
Oh, yeah. That's his gear. This is what he wrestles in.
Way to be a five-year vet.
Well, here it is. Here it is. Here's the submission.
What is that?
Here it is. It's like a reverse figure four thing.
Look
it's
at Janela. He's loving this.
Well, watch Mike Dennis. Watch Mike Dennis right here.
They kept doing shit that was almost finishes, and Janela would jump in and break it
watch
up.
Watch right here. I'm not even going to ask him.
What is it?
Oh, my God.
And everybody clapping. That is embarrassing.
I don't want no speculation from the crowd.
What? So he quit?
Yeah, the next day he quit. Well, that's because the next day we had the ring announcer call him to the ring as Titty Scent.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He was like the master of Mayo Man Cans, Titty Scent.
And he came out with the shirt on?
Well, the kid didn't know that was happening or anything, you know, obviously.
But, I mean, was he wearing?
No, he wasn't wearing that.
Yeah, he announced him as all this stuff. Like, he had a really great introduction for this kid. And when the kid came in the back, I had heard what happened. I was like, hey, man, how did everything work out? Did the guy get your name right and stuff? He was like, yeah.
Well, the ring announcer was pissed because, like, he was even pissed off at the kid because the kid was in a battle royal each of the three nights. And every time he would follow the ring announcer going, hey, you got my name right? You got my weight? My just like trying to make sure he had all of his shit down.
What a dick.
And it's like you're just some asshole in a battle royal. Like, get over yourself.
I don't even know if they announced me when I was in a battle royal.
Well, the announcer was pissed. So when we started posing the idea of like, hey, call him something ridiculous. He's like, oh, I'm all in for this.
He literally had like an index card filled with a fucking paragraph of shit he said. Yeah. It's great.
Now, we gave our phone number out the other day.
Yeah?
And we got some voicemails.
Oh.
Some I listened to, some I didn't. But I think some of them have to do with this subject matter. I don't know who they're from.
Oh.
Maybe you'll recognize
the voice. Some may need to remain anonymous.
Maybe. But, you know, we'll just play them. Here's the first one I got.
It's me again, guys, and...
Oh, wait a minute. I think I'm playing them out of order. Yes, I am. Hang on. I'll play the first one.
Just want to call in my respects. I just want to thank the five-year vet for giving me the motivation to take my son to a meeting mountain of man. And I think from this point on forward, I think my career is going to just escalate. Now that the five-year vet's out of my way because he was seeing all my spotlight.
Is this Tony Soprano?
Is he jerking off?
He gave us younger generation an opportunity to look into the future and set our eyes on a goal. And that's ending up on top.
Breathing so heavy.
Ending up on top when you know your time's right, you got to go. So just want to call and say thank you, five-year vet.
Yeah, I'm just
honored to work
with.
Friend of yours? Do you
know
who it is?
I have no idea.
All right, let's play another one. We got three from him.
Oh.
I'm in the middle of my ab workout right now. And I'm thinking to fire your vet. I'm really working hard on my obliques because I know he's got chiseled obliques. And I thought Corbin was the only one who could pull it off, but I see it's a nice, hard time and dedication and putting work into your body that you can get obliques. So I just want to thank you, 5-year vet, again. And give me the inspiration to get obliques. Thank you.
The inspiration to get obliques.
Get obliques. All right, that one's good.
Okay. We know who that is.
All right. Well, that was the same guy. And then there's another one.
It's me again, guys. And sitting here at home. Eating the rest of my corn chip or cheese chips and queso cheese. Thinking to myself, God, you're that. You see what you're doing to me? You're giving us people no hope.
And they just
I think if there's something that we've learned here, it's that the 5-year vet
is an inspiration.
In his extensive career, has touched many within the business and fans, I'm sure.
Then we got this one from another mystery person.
Hello, this is the Jehovah's Witness Hotline. If you'd like to praise God, press 1.
If you'd like to invoke the soul of Satan, press 2.
Yeah.
Well, the 5-year vet touched people on a spiritual level.
He
well.
Did. Spiritual. He did. And this one I actually didn't even listen to.
Crocodile makes the meat fall off your bones, man.
That was some jerk.
You know who that is, I guess. You know who that is?
No.
I think he does.
What does he say? Crocodile?
Crocodile. It's the synthetic, it's not really synthetic heroin. It's just chemicals in Russia that they
the one that people into. Were eating people for.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, that was bath salts.
No, bath salts made people eat people. Crocodile had people with their limbs in buckets, and they're just bones. Yeah. And
awesome.
There was a video of somebody, and their leg was like held together with fucking duct tape, basically.
Yeah, you played it for us.
Yeah, I know. Well, for those of you who don't listen to every single show,
and those of you who are a part of it and don't
obviously
remember,
he doesn't. Yeah, <I know. laughs> yeah, but the person like peeled like a Saran wrap type thing off of,
I remember,
and it was
now.
Just like bone, and then there was like some foot left.
Yeah. I remember now. Derek jerks off to that shit. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
But I guess that must have been like a diehard fan or somebody that listens a lot.
Somebody.
They knew that. They,
somebody with a very large penis.
I can guess who that is
now.
I can guess who that is then.
Oh, you got a...
Is that a Chalk Brother? It's me. That was you?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to start doing that too.
The thing is, you got to remember you called in and leave a voicemail.
Yeah. I'm going to do that myself. I'm going to leave a voicemail. And then when you play it, I'm like, who the fuck was that? Figure it out.
All right. So, 5-year vet.
Yeah.
So he's going to be the butt of many jokes for you guys
for years to come.
It's actually gotten to the point I'm over it now. I'm ready to move along.
Yeah, too many people outside of it are jumping on board on it. So it's kind of. Getting old.
Well, it's like anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did take over a Hooters.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
Was that you videotaping, by the way?
Yeah.
You suck at videotaping.
Why? Yeah, but he's first good at all, getting Hooters girls to rub their pussies on his neck.
That's fine. But you start off doing vertical video, okay?
Oh, indeed.
Which right there, I should smack you for doing vertical video. Don't do that. And then halfway through the video, you go, oh, I'm going to do horizontal video, not realizing the video doesn't change. It just makes the video sideways. So halfway through the video, it just goes sideways and nobody can watch it. You got to sit there and go like this. It doesn't like flip it
but
for
you
the person
did it.
Watching it. What?
You did it.
What do you mean I did it?
You turned your head.
You suffered through it.
No,
bro.
I didn't. I was watching on a tablet, so I could physically turn my tablet and watch it.
Yeah, but it made it wider.
But people on a computer, no, it doesn't.
It did too. I couldn't see both chicks in it this way. That's why I did that.
Yeah, I know that. But
and
it
then
doesn't,
I got both chicks in there.
But the whole video is vertical. So when you turn it, it stays vertical for people watching on a computer. It just makes it sideways.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yes,
but when I was vertical, I didn't have both chicks in a video.
I realized
when
that.
I turned the phone, I did.
Next time you videotape something.
Oh, boy.
Start long.
Horizontal. Oh, always.
Just remember this, right?
No vertical. Vertical, bad. This is bad.
No, that looks good.
This is good. No.
Just remember.
This means you're alone. This means you got someone next to you. Okay? I know there's no cameras. Right,
that's good. Can't top that.
But,
just
yeah.
Look at the TV, right?
Yeah, see?
Right? It's this way.
Picture this as a big phone. How do you think we would tape something?
The original smartphone.
Hello! But those chicks were all about that.
Yeah, they were. I wish I could enjoy the video.
We got Hooters girls to arm wrestle, and we made this kid's 15th birthday party.
Nice.
Yeah. There was a 15-year-old there?
Yeah.
From, like, straight off the boats from, like, Nigeria.
Shaheem. Oh, okay. His name was Shaheem.
Yes.
His name was Shaheem. I don't think he spoke a lick of English.
Yeah, but he had a translator who would come over and talk to the one black guy that was with us.
Yeah.
And then he would then tell us what was going
to
happen.
The little black kid would run over to the black guy we were with, and then all of a sudden the black guy would be like, oh, yo, they want us to say, like, happy birthday to him.
Yo, they want us to take a picture with them.
Dude, we were rowdy, though. Happy birthday. And then we do the clap. And then there was even a fuck him up, Shaheem. Yeah. Fuck him up.
Jeez.
Now, I saw there was like chairs up and stuff. This must have been late.
No, that was actually, there was a hole in the ground there.
What?
Underneath the table, like the fucking ground, like I guess something broke. Oh. Like the actual floor.
A sink.
No, the wood. Broke ass
wood. The wood broke.
To.
And so they just didn't put them chairs down so people wouldn't fall on it or something.
What I loved about it was these girls, like, they would do anything that we would ask for.
Well, it's Delaware. I'm sure that
until the cash hit the table, and then they wanted nothing to do with us.
Of course.
Oh yeah.
Working
they literally
tips. Like some of our guys like really thought that those girls gave a shit, like they're still trying to talk to them after they're like huddled up counting the money, just looking back like
they're like the lowest rung of strippers that you can imagine.
And I didn't give a shit about. I was just thinking about my woman. I didn't give a shit about them.
Of course.
But as soon as we put the money down, there was a cardboard cutout of some fucking chick from something, and they moved that. So they were behind it, and they were counting to see how much their tip was.
Yeah.
Like, right away, before we even left.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I wasn't going to say anything, but since you brought that up, like, I was watching the video, and I'm looking at the girls' faces. I'm just like, man, I don't think they really want to do it. They're really fucking working for their money.
Something's fishy.
Like, yeah, they're just like, all right, let's fucking do whatever. Like, they're not really having fun. Like, when they were doing the arm wrestling, like, they were putting on a good show.
They were
good sports, yeah. But you can tell they weren't like, oh my God, finally, I'm having fun at work.
See, the thing is, more than half of us could give a shit less who the fucking waitresses were. We just wanted our wings and our fried pickles.
Yes.
Which I was in heaven because Steve and I split an order, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then like the other end of the table, they ordered like 50 wings apiece and didn't eat any of them. And they're like, who wants these? I'm like, oh, you're pretty. I'm just stabbing their plates. And
yeah, actually, my
there's
favorite.
There's girls arm wrestling. I'm eating wings.
I guess Hooters' big thing is trying to compete now at Buffalo Wild Wings. So they have a monstrous amount of different flavored wings now.
Oh, really?
And actually, my favorite wing was the garlic, spicy garlic or something like that. Mm. Ooh, it was so good.
Garlic. Mm. I ate at least 45 boneless wings.
Yeah, you did.
I could do 50.
And we had loaded tater tots.
Lay down the gun.
Loaded nice. Tater tots?
Oh, those were amazing.
Dude, you know what? We're going to do this show next time at a Hooters. We're going to have another chicken nugget challenge thing.
I don't even think there is a
Hooters. I'll do a Hooters wing challenge.
I don't know.
Have any of you guys seen the, speaking of Hooters and challenges and stuff, the video of the kid who chugs beer at Hooters?
No.
He tells the waitress beforehand that he's going to, he's like, if I chug this beer in 3 seconds, you have to kiss me on the cheek. And they agree. Because, I mean, obviously, they'll do anything for a good
tip.
Yeah,
they really are.
But what the kid does is he downs the beer, and just before, like, the chick's about to kiss him on the cheek, he pulls the quick turn, like, kiss her on the lips thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he did it to a few girls, and they're like, oh, and then he does it to, like, one black girl, and she just loses her shit. Just goes nuts on him. It's a great video, if anyone wants to.
The closest Hooters is in East Brunswick.
Let's go, right now.
I'm
then Hackensack, and then Paramus.
That was the first Hooters I've ever been to.
Janelle and I used to go to Hooters to watch WWE events. That was pretty cool.
Hmm.
There's a WWE event tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it's what's that on right now.
WrestleFest, right?
Yeah, 91.
Yeah. I got invited to Kevin I also got,
Bash
you got
the
invited
beach?
To go to watch it. Dude, I haven't watched
Starcade?
Wrestling since WrestleMania. I really could care less at this point.
Anarchy Rules?
I'm just not into
Havoc?
It.
Hardcore Heaven?
Halloween Havoc!
Oh man, there's a Hooters and what is it? I just like scrolled out as far as I could. And there's a Hooters. Hooters España. In some fucking little tiny island off of
Puerto Rico?
Africa.
Oh nice.
It's like off of
Global
like,
Wings.
It's off the Sahara. What is this? I don't even know what these islands are.
Galapagos?
Costa del Silencio.
Does that mean it's very quiet?
The quiet coast. Apparently there's a Hooters.
I say let's go.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the company card. We'll go right now.
There you go.
You got one on
you? Company card.
You got a company card on you?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Fuck yeah.
And get a pizza.
Hooters. They do have really good wings.
Yeah, man. I know. I ate like 45 of them. Probably could have ate like 65, but.
Well, I could do like 70, so.
Oh, you bastard.
It's the next challenge for this show, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not a Hooters close enough to make it worth it.
But there is a Buffalo Wild Wings in Eatontown.
Yeah. You could do that.
So yeah. We're just going to have to settle, I guess.
They got Wi-Fi there?
I'm sure
take
they
the
do.
Show over there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
That means I'm going to have to put some money into getting some kind of banner for the site and shit.
Yes, you are going to have to do it. Not me.
All right, I guess. I'll get out my crayons.
Yeah. Well, let's do some news here.
Did you say nudes?
Yes, nudes.
New.
So there was a guy.
Who's nude?
In Santa Cruz, California. He was arrested for possession of...
Crocodile.
We'll let Clutch go first.
Clutch?
Condoms.
And where was this town?
Santa Cruz, California.
Okay. He was in possession of...
Arrested.
Mexican jumping bean.
He was arrested for possession of...
Mm-hmm.
Elves.
Sperm.
Sperm.
He had elves building toys.
Elves.
Santa Cruz.
Crocodile.
Santana.
No, not crocodile. Child porn.
Oh, damn.
They found it on his computer. They found it on his phone. They took him in. They're booking him, doing whatever. They're interviewing him. Not booking him. I'm sorry. They're interviewing him. And then they decided to search the cell phone that he had while they were interviewing him. He was downloading kiddie porn.
While they were talking,
to him.
What a dipshit.
He was in the process of downloading kiddie porn while he was in the police station being questioned about kiddie porn. He could not stop.
Hey, just real question. Quick question here. Do you think this guy likes kiddie porn?
I think he might.
Maybe.
I don't understand the obsession.
He was probably just like, you know what? I'm fucking going down. I'm going down with a bang.
You know, this is crazy too.
I'm going to go rub one out in the bathroom real quick.
I have a question. I wanted to see if maybe I'm the psycho here. But I'm not.
No one else here looks at kiddie porn.
No. Just in general. I don't even. Like, I'm on Instagram, like a lot of people. I don't even like pictures of people that I follow's kids, generally. Your kid's different.
Yeah, they wear too many clothes.
But like other people that I don't know them. Like people I don't know that I follow. That's sick. But like I don't like it. But I also hate it when men comment or like pictures of my kids. I don't like that either. Is that crazy?
Well, here, throwing a curveball to that. Is the wife in there or is it just the kids?
Well, they're directing the comment towards kids. I just don't like it. I don't know. I don't do it
I
to
mean,
other people.
Do they write, like, you know, yummy or something?
Yeah. Kinda. Kinda.
Ooh, getting so big. I wish they would just stay this age forever.
I don't know. I just stay away from it. I don't know because I just don't like it.
I'd feed you candy.
Now you're making me feel creepy because I'm thinking about.
You comment on kids' pictures all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Ew.
I don't know.
It just creeps
me out. They're delicious.
You'd look perfect at a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit.
Oh boy!
Like I don't
like to run into you in a dark ball pit.
Like in public, like or even now, like hey, Derek, wow, Julian's getting so big. But if I was like, wow, Julian,
the fuck
he's really
saying,
he's
man.
Cute. Like, wouldn't you be like, yo, dude?
No, because
really?
You're a dad.
Oh, whatever.
If Kev said it, maybe it might be a little weird. While he was grabbing his junk,
he's getting real cute.
I just hit my tooth on the mic.
That boy of yours. He just keeps getting older.
I just don't like it. I don't like doing it to others, and I don't like it done to me.
I think kids just shouldn't happen.
Oh, my God.
It would save a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Well. Right, and so it would end the world.
Yes.
Eventually.
So does that mean you're going in to get it snipped tomorrow, or what?
Who, me?
Yeah,
he's already got it snipped.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
sniffed it himself.
That's why his balls are so huge.
He's like, yo, you know
he's
what?
Backing up.
I don't he just drinks a lot of Gatorade. Just comes right out of his chick's mouth.
He's like, I don't want kids. Where's my veterans? Muda.
Muda.
I want the Muda Buddha.
No, I don't really think that way. I don't know. I guess I'm just not a predator like you.
What?
I don't know.
I'm the opposite. I'm the opposite.
Well, I mean, you know, it takes one to know one, I guess.
Ooh, got him.
Okay, you know what? Posting pictures of kids is fine, right? The shots of kids of, like, you know, in a bathtub and all.
I don't think that even happens anymore.
No, it does.
I don't really see it.
It's
I hate going
to the beach and seeing even kids just in, like, diapers. Like, I hate that shit. I just hate that there's kids. They just shouldn't be kids.
They shouldn't be.
Just, what I would like to do is take a pack of pit bulls.
Yeah. Right? Pit bulls.
How many is in a pack?
Please, let me finish.
Like 30.
and not feed them for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe like burn them or something. Something to just piss them off. Yeah. Right?
Burn them.
Real Michael Vay shit. Michael Vick.
Michael Vay.
I'm going to bomb the World Trade Center.
And then
I'm
just
on
let,
a list now. Thanks.
Hey, you just blurted that out.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, then just let these dogs loose on a playground during school time, and just you know, watch them get fed.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
right before you let them loose, like maybe the week before, you let them taste a little bit of human blood because they haven't eaten in a long time.
Yeah,
you gotta get them really going.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I'm gonna do when you post pictures of your pit bull?
I'm gonna
put creepy comments under it.
Well, that's different. I like doggy pics.
I love my dog.
No, but like really dirty things, like, you know.
Like, I want to fuck your dog's butthole.
That dog's ass.
Oh, man,
tasty.
I bet that pit bull's puss is real sweet.
If my dog
it
fits
is.
Your
it
catnip.
Puss.
Pit bull puss.
Pit puss. I see her licking it all the time, so it's got to be good.
Steve's getting jealous.
Yeah.
I used to have a pretty stellar relationship with one of Derek's dogs.
Yes.
Talking about animal vaginas and Steve, just reminded me.
Wow.
Now that I
that shouldn't remind you of anything. But go ahead.
Now that I work out in Marlboro, and I have a
please
a bit
Marlboro.
More,
I know where Kev's going.
I have a bit more of a scenic view driving home.
Uh-huh.
I see a lot of deer.
I love deer,
like a whole lot of deer. And I might have said this before on here. I don't remember, but like I really like. There was a part of me that was like, when people say that they hit a deer with their car, I'm like, that doesn't happen. It's because I never saw a deer anywhere.
Yeah.
But now they're like, they'll just be standing in front of my, you know, the warehouse and just walking around. I'm like, oh, shit, they really are deer.
They exist.
And there's been times where, like, I've seen them just standing on the side of the road and I've been tempted to, like, get close enough to take a picture so I could send it to Steve. But then, you know, you realize it's a wild animal. And
he's just going to jerk off to it and you don't want to condone it.
And they're not letting you take pictures without $25.
Yeah. Like Hooters waitresses.
Did you ever get a good shot of their haunches, though?
I've tried for your sake.
Yes.
But then, you know, you'll moot and miss your walls and it's be
dude,
a problem.
I don't know if you ever heard the story, but I was one time coming home from Iron Mike Sharp's.
Coming.
It was me, home. Matt, and Steve number one in Matt's mom's car. And for some reason, Matt never liked to drive home after Mike's, I guess from taking all the bumps. So I used to drive home and I was driving down Navasink River Road and I hit a deer with his mother's car.
He got out and fucked it.
And I hit it directly in the stomach and it barrel rolled.
Nice.
Like 4 or 5 times and the whole time it's trying to run. So you just see it like this, but it's just flipping in air. So no damage. There's a little piece of deer fur in the light.
Yeah.
But deer no damage.
Well, you guys all know about my deer death.
The one that you exploded.
Goddamn deer death.
Well, no, it was like 4 a.m. I was going into work early. And just driving.
That is early.
It was very early, getting some overtime, you know. And I'm just driving, dicking around with the radio, you know, paying attention, of course. I'm over by the Chevy dealer, what, the one with the huge flag in 35.
Yeah.
All-American Chevy. And I see a deer. I'm like, oh, shit. And I didn't even get to hit the brake. Plowed right into it. The car's, like, almost destroyed. The whole front end is just like, bleh. And I'm just like, what the fuck do I do now? So I call the cops. Cops come. And I see I told this story before. You must know. but I'll tell it again. And the cop goes over towards the median. It's very dark out. Mm. And I then realized that there was a second deer, a baby deer.
Oh. You hit both
deer? I hit two deer with my car. I hit the mother, and I hit the baby at the same time.
Was the baby riding on the back of the mother?
I have no idea. I didn't even see the baby. I didn't even know the baby existed. It must have been in front. And I must have hit it. I clipped its legs, and it just went fucking spinning and into the median. And the mother, I just fucking wailed, and she was dead. She was gone. But the baby was still alive.
Oh, God.
And was trying to run away, which, you know, like Steve's thing, but it had no use of its hind legs. So I was, they were just like, yeah, there's another, there's a baby deer over there that you hit too. I'm like, fuck.
You're a murderer.
Basically.
So you massacred the mother, and the baby deer survived.
Well, survived for a short period
of
time.
I actually know what happened.
What was that?
The cop actually adopted the deer.
Yeah.
And learned that the deer had urges to kill because it watched its mother die.
Nice.
But he taught the deer how to kill discreetly and not get caught. Oh. But consequently, the deer keeps a collection of blood slides in, you know, its little deer.
Deerkster.
Deerkster.
Dokester.
It's going to hunt you down.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. I thought you were going to say, you know, maybe the baby deer, you know, met like a skunk and a rabbit and, you know, did stuff like that.
Faggot. Like Bambi.
I have children, you know. I don't have children. I don't. A child. I know. You have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Murderous dogs.
Murderous. Well, not yet, but I'm working on it.
Trying.
Murderous dogs and training.
Every day you have her licking your blood slides, mm-hmm. but.
Still practicing.
Yeah. She just doesn't. Just thinks it's fun.
Get a taste, Lucy.
Yeah. But long story short, I fucked the deer.
You fucked a dead deer?
Yeah.
How did it feel?
You know, it was nice.
Was it warm?
I know. I've said this 100 times in the show, but I'll never forget the time that Ken and I loaded up the fucking deer in the bed of his truck and then propped up the dead deer at Pizza Hut against the dumpster. We had it standing on its fucking four legs and everything, just against the fucking
chilling.
Dumpster.
Like it was drunk.
And then a family pulled in, and the kids got out with the mom and the dad, and like, oh my God, a deer, look! And the thing's just like, can't believe we did that.
Hoping there's no strong wind to just knock it over.
Yeah.
This guy, Craig, was fucking weird. We used to drive around taking pictures of roadkill and have it develop the path mark.
Yeah.
Like just cats and it got exploded.
At those 1 hour photoshops, right?
Yeah. I mean, the cat would just be opened up like it had an autopsy, just dead on the ground. And he would pull up next to him and I'd just stick the camera out the window and go,
or he'd race people and take pictures of him.
Yeah.
We win.
Yeah, we used to do that shit.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, you kids.
The infamous Steve's rule book to racing.
So this is how kids had fun before the internet.
Oh, yeah. I never lost a fucking drag race ever. Because there was always a rule how I always won, even if they beat me.
Oh, sorry, if you're a faggot, you can't win. Yeah, I win.
Oh, you got white walls? No, we win.
Over in Switzerland, they're opening...
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Drive-in sex boxes to make prostitution safer.
Drive-in sex boxes?
Is this like a prostitute mobile, like the Pope has a Pope mobile?
Kind of, but it's just... It's really just like a
it's an outhouse.
It's like a lean-to.
You got a little trash
for sex. Well,
that's nice.
They do. The drive-in sex boxes, as they're being called, will be officially opened on August 26th. Mark your calendars. As part of a drive-by authorities,
and that's not a lean-to, by the way,
to regulate prostitution, combat pimping, and improve security for sex workers.
Is that reverse cowgirl right there?
Yes. But why are they censoring the act?
Yeah, I love reverse cowgirl.
Well, there's a condom there.
Oh, they're not censoring it. That's an Obama logo.
Oh.
Yeah, reverse cowgirl anally, where you can fucking grab on the titties and bite the neck at the same time. Oh, yeah, Derek, let's do it.
Let's just cut the show off right now. Here's my problem with these, if any.
AIDS?
They're not very...
Private spaces.
Yeah, they're like literally. They look
like a little
bus
horse
stops.
Stable.
You know what happens? A bus comes by there every 15 minutes. To pick them up.
And everybody looks and takes pictures. So they're doing this to. I don't know how this is going to stop pimping.
Are you? Wait, do you drive into that?
Yeah, you're taking
into
a pussy.
Is it like a carport?
It says drive in. Do you park and then go in there? I mean, it looks like...
Dude, it looks like a Sonic.
It does.
If your car is in there, that's one thing. But like, if you actually have to get out and get in there...
And there's cameras.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got to make their money too, right?
No, like you put, you can charge your phone.
Wait, stop AIDS?
Okay, I guess you do drive in.
Is it a glory hole? You just pop your dick, whatever.
Yeah, but look at it. You can charge your iPhone in the corner station. Right there.
Yeah.
I'm going out back and taking shit in this poison ivy.
So prostitution is legal in Switzerland. Sex workers have to pay tax of 5 Swiss francs each night that they work.
Funked five.
Which is about £3.50, which is about $7. So $7 a night they have to pay.
Imagine being the guy that has to dump that trash can.
Imagine if he spilt it. He's got to just walk it all really easy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't like start
it's like
switching.
That garbage juice. All of a sudden like, it, like
Muda juice.
Imagine pouring a 7-gallon container of jizz on your leg.
Oh. He picks it up and like catches it on the fucking thing and just rips. He's like, ah!
Son of a bitch!
Just use condoms and shit all over.
We need a mop, install 7.
Use your hands. The authorities.
As he's walking, the semen just rocking and then just splashes
it's
over
like
on his
ocean.
Chest.
He goes to dump it, it just opens up all over him.
Ah, shit.
If this cum box is a rocking.
Or he just gets a straw and drinks it out.
Oh, through his nose.
The authorities say the number of prostitutes working in the city had increased markedly in recent years, with many of them coming from Eastern Europe, particularly Hungary. Hungry for sex.
And chocolate.
Ugh. I guess their cam girl jobs
what
didn't
is
work
that pink
out too
thing,
well.
Though? What is that
it's
pink
censoring.
Thing?
That's a condom.
That's a big condom.
Well, it's
a, well, it
it's
says
a picture
stop
of
AIDS.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
All right. Well, this makes more sense now that I realize there are actual drive in.
Bus stops.
But there's a curb here. How do you drive in?
You don't.
They're like, no, you know what's going to happen? They have rickshaws. See that little ramp that's right there? That's how they bring them in, by rickshaw.
So I realize that they're drive-ins from this picture, but then you look here and there's a huge curb. Maybe they drive over the curb?
Yeah. Maybe that was before they...
So you can have sex, but you got to fuck up your struts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got parallel parking.
See, that you can get AIDS, Derek.
Yeah. We can't just go to the fucking no-tell motel.
Park behind Motel Library.
There you go.
Bring a six-pack in the woods.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do it old school.
Just fuck.
Men who solicit street workers outside 3 new approved zones. There's approved zones for this, including the cluster of sex boxes, will face fines up to 450 francs.
This is Switzerland, though. I do think that most of the vehicles on the road are like that little dirt bike up the fucking street there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many cars.
Yeah, this is probably discreet.
Wow. It's just, it's just
really
an assumption.
It's in the middle of the
discreet,
fucking road.
It's discreet-ish.
I don't know.
Prostitution's legal in the United States. Why would you go all the way to Switzerland?
It's only legal in fucking... Because
they're blondes.
In Vegas.
Vegas. Thank you.
It's only legal in strip clubs.
That's what the woman told me.
Waka waka.
While we're overseas, I'd bring this up.
We're not. We're in your room.
Funny. Germany is going to be the first European state to allow third gender birth certificates.
What?
What this means is, if a child is born, much to the chagrin of Kevin.
Boo.
If a child is born and it is, how should I put this?
Deemed gay?
Has
both parts?
Yeah, kind of. Hermaphrodite. Or
there's not real
cannot be considered one sex or the other 100%.
They're asexual.
Yes, that but basically, matter. You know, when a child's born, it's either boy or girl. Mm. So if it has both parts, or if you can't tell for some whatever reason,
you
as of now,
can't tell until the girl's got titties in her fucking teens.
As of now, they have to pick a sex, right? So if it's a hermaphrodite, you say girl, right?
No. You was there, the boy. Penis is on top.
Big clit.
What?
Swollen ass clit is like a little penis. You'd be like, oh, that's a boy.
Well, whatever.
I think
hermaphrodites
are mainly boys.
Okay. Let's say you say boy.
Katie Seagal is a boy.
Okay. And then you...
What? You didn't know that? Katie
a boy named
hermaphrodite.
Sue.
Hermaphrodite. From, like, the movies?
I think you're thinking of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Casey Seagal is Peg Bundy.
No, I'm with you.
And I think that was debunked.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is a Marfanite. No, she is. She peed on me.
Oh, okay. Did never mind then. Mm-hmm. That happened.
It smelled like asparagus.
So basically, let's just say Jamie Lee Curtis was born. They're like, oh, it's a boy. And then she grows up and you're like, well, really, she's a girl. She might have a hard time being considered a woman, okay? Because on her birth certificate, it says male.
Right.
So she's going to have to go through all this rigmarole, pardon my language, to become officially a woman. So now in Germany, they're saying they're actually going to have a third sex, which is basically an open gender thing.
Alien.
Yeah, basically.
Male, female, and other.
Basically, other. And so now
male,
they...
Male, female, and black.
Wow. Why did you just say ape?
So now the Jamie Lee Curtises of the world can be a third gender, so that when they grow up and they decide they want to pick a gender, it will be easier for them.
Why is this such an issue? Dude, there's probably three.
I guess this fucking happens a lot. I don't know.
In Germany, maybe.
What the hell's going on over there on the other side of the
wall? I have no
Zyklon B.
Yeah.
That fucking wall went down and just shit went haywire.
Zyklon B, chaps. German patients will no longer be legally obligated to register their newborn child as male or female and will instead be officially allowed to assign the baby a third gender if the sex cannot be clearly identified at birth.
Fuck that.
The new law will apply to intersexuals, also known as hermaphrodites, rather than transsexuals. Hermaphrodites are people in possession of both female and male physical characteristics. So this might be a thing. Spreading through
would you
the
fuck
cancer
a
that
would you
is
fuck a
Germany.
From a hermaphrodite? Let's just get to the bottom of this thing.
I can't even. No, I can't.
Like, it had a pussy hole.
Not even in the ass.
It had a working pussy hole.
Wow. That dick.
And just like a little bit of a little penis tip.
The dick is a deal breaker.
Even if it's just like a little bit of the helmet and that's it?
No.
I would just be like looking at it. Like,
I know who I could turn to because, you know, we're on the same wavelength. Kev.
Yeah.
You would, right? Like a really hot chick with a pussy hole. But a little bit of a helmet as a clit. Would you still fuck it? Need it out?
Never.
You're talking lying. To the guy who can't even get over people changing genders.
No, I can't either. That's fucked up.
Yeah, but he's passionate about it.
No, I am too. Like, death to them.
Death to them.
Like, they should be locked in a house and then burnt down.
I
like
cannot have any extracurricular activity going on with the vagina.
Dude, my beard hair just tickled me. It's in the mic.
Oh, here it is. Don't pull it out. Boink. That's how we're marking it for you.
Now we gotta know. No extracurricular activity?
No.
What about just like really big lips?
Nope.
Oh no, I need that in my
like
life.
Like a cigar exploded in it.
Nope.
No?
I need it.
Nope. Take both your hands, right?
Yeah.
Touch your index fingers together.
All right, yeah. I'm looking at it.
See that slit there?
I just got a little twinge in my penis when you did that.
That's perfect. What about all the knuckle wrinkles? Is that okay?
No. Knuckle wrinkles.
What about the hair?
What was that?
I sneezed.
That was that real?
That was my beard hair tickling my nose. Did that to me?
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm so happy I was here to witness that. What was that?
I sneezed.
Are you okay?
What was wrong with that? You guys don't sneeze like
Look
that?
True.
Steve, I think you're having a brain aneurysm.
My chest hurts.
You fucking scared me. He's having aneurysm.
I thought you were dying.
Wait, what was wrong with that?
That was so animated. I wish the camera was on you.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
My chest hurts.
Yeah, mine too. I thought you were dying.
It was from my beard hair tickling my nose.
You've never seen somebody sneeze three times in a row like that?
Not that loud and that fucking violent.
Yeah.
My lord.
Sounded like Crash Bandicoot.
Sorry about that. Can you echo that, maybe?
It's late.
Yeah, how about a little warning ahead of time there, Steve?
That didn't like do that.
Yes, he did.
Like a pterodactyl.
Yes.
Yeah. No way.
He's sick.
Oh, I felt good now.
Yeah, I guess so.
I love that euphoric high feeling at these sneeze.
Yeah. Like that, yeah. You just fucking, I think, well, the blood just rests to your nose.
No, I said, okay, so getting back to the subject on hand, okay. I need, like, meat curtains.
Yeah?
Like, ones that you could, like...
Something to grab onto.
Yeah.
Just, like, open it up.
Yeah, like...
like a book. Like a nice leather-bound book.
Like, you could pull it, like, you could pull it open, and then with your thumbs, pin them down to the outside of the thighs.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I'll go
You cool with that? Yeah, yeah. I like to chew on it.
Like in chemistry when you cut open the frog, right?
Like a cat like chewing on a stick.
You like to smell like formaldehyde too?
No, that was gross.
Mm. We dissected an earthworm.
I did stick my pinky in a frog's pussy though.
Oh, okay. I did an earthworm, I did a frog. No, wait, and it was a squid,
right? Alligators that you have to finger fuck it and then find out if it's a male.
Yeah.
We're definitely not getting on iHeartRadio.
iHeart alligators.
iHeart alligator puss.
iHeart beef curtains.
Ham wallet.
Maybe that's why women have legs. You know? Huh? That's why women have legs. Because they'd be a lot like snails if they didn't.
But it's Uncle Steve. I got a million of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Derek, you just peel the panties off this hot chick, right? And she literally has a penis tip.
What are they soaking wet?
You know what I mean. And she literally has a penis head as a clitoris. You licking it?
Probably flicking it.
Like she could pee out of it and everything, but she has a vagina hole.
You know where this comes from?
Where?
China.
Oh.
Kinda. No?
No.
All right, I'm licking it.
Okay. I'll be like, hang on a second. I got to call my friend. I got to call my pinch hitter.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
He was in that movie, by the way, Ted.
Was he?
Hmm? He did a cameo at the end. As a gay guy.
Yeah, I didn't see the end. As a gay guy, you were in your glory.
And he kissed another man.
You were just like, all right, kids, out of the room.
You said you saw three quarters.
I'm in a fucking great mood on the TV.
So you saw the scene where the guy that was working with Mark Wahlberg was like, I got drunk and then I got beat up by a guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it ended up being that Ryan Reynolds was the guy that beat him up, and they got together at the end. And then when they were at the wedding, they kissed.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Well, to fucking Ted. The movie's 2 years old.
Geronimo Narciso?
Oh, yeah. He works at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah. He's a truck driver. Well, he's dead.
Why? How? Can we guess?
Sure. Let's start with our guest, Clutch.
How did he die?
He's a truck driver. He died.
Fucking his gear shifter.
Nice.
I'll go on that same path and say that he got super AIDS and died instantly.
Oh, wow.
Super AIDS. From a lot lizard, right?
I'll take AIDS the airborne. Soup.
Oh, Derek.
Kevin?
What country is he from?
I don't know what country he's
from. India.
This was in the Philippines. This happened.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I think we're both losing out on this.
Truck driver in the Philippines probably got fucking hit in the fucking face with a June bug.
What?
Driving a big ass truck with no windows and shit.
That is going in your next promo right there.
June bug.
Stink bug.
Right in his mouth.
Oh, God.
And then he just drove off the street into a fucking pineapple tree.
June bug. How old are you?
Kev, what's up? What's your guess, man?
Those things are nasty.
Heart disease.
Oh, okay. Oh.
From plantains.
Oh, my God. I'm lightheaded.
Not as lightheaded as Steve when he sneezed.
I know. My God. Well, he had been drinking with his friends in the Philippines. When he produced his gun, strange choice of words, and fired it twice into the air. You know, they're just having fun.
Yeah.
Fucking shooting guns, whatever. Well, here's where things went wrong. He was tucking the gun into his waistband after his friends implored him to please put it away when it fired into his crotch.
Oh, it just fucking shot him in a femoral artery, huh?
The 37-year-old was rushed to a nearby hospital. He was declared dead on arrival. Though police say there were no signs of foul play. The family insists he did not own a gun and have demanded further investigation.
Somebody else shot him in the dick.
Yes. Senior Inspector Ryan Manadago, whatever the fuck, said a pistol with four live ammunitions. Oh, my God. Said a pistol with four live ammunition and a spent shell were found in the area. Okay, so they found the gun. Earlier this year, a security guard in Trinidad was shown. Earlier this year, a security guard in Trinidad accidentally shot off his penis with an illegal gun. So this is a thing. This is like an epidemic. Because somebody's just going around shooting off people's dicks.
Don't they have big schwanzes in the in
They're
the
all partying in the Philippines, and they're like, yo, look at my anaconda, and he whipped it out. And the guy's like, ah!
Accidental penis shootings
are a common
thing. Also
thing.
Reported in Florida, Arizona, and Washington in 2012.
Why does it happen here?
There's a fucking dick shooter going around. Watch your dicks.
Serial dick shooter.
Dick shooter.
Dick shooter.
I'm getting a Kevlar cup.
You should. Yeah. That's got to be like, oh, can you imagine? You're just like fucking goofing off. And then you go to be like fucking Clint Eastwood and put the gun in your pants and it just goes off right on your dick.
Give me one of those like swings with the trigger.
Yeah.
Bang.
Oh, fuck.
That was my dick.
That's gone.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
We should bring up some of the conversations we have on our road trips home.
So what's the first thing you do when you shoot your own dick?
Plug the hole with your finger.
Where do you put the tourniquet?
If you accidentally cut your own dick off, would you like quickly throw it on ice? What would you do?
Yeah, I probably would. That would probably
So you're cutting up dinner naked.
Yeah.
You slip and slice your dick off.
And you're dancing, so it's flopping around. And you're just cutting, all of a sudden it just flops on there. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now your dick is instantly severed.
I think there would be like at least a couple seconds of just like looking at it and being like, oh no. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
You have to find the nearest Coleman to throw it in.
I would probably preserve it quickly.
Throw some salt
I would probably pinch it as hard as I could to stop the bleeding. And then, yeah, take the other one and just get as much ice as I can. Put it in like a Tupperware or something and just fucking run somewhere.
Tupperware.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you'd have to immediately preserve it. Preferably, I would just shove it in my mouth.
With two ice cubes.
Yeah, with two ice cubes.
Wow.
Your cheeks are puffing out. And dick sticking out your mouth.
Just to breathe every couple fucking minutes. Just like, you're breathing through the dick hole.
Oh, yeah. Urethra.
True, yeah.
I would just grab a quick drink and go to the hospital.
Or you just get a coffee stir and stick through it so you can breathe.
Just like when you're going underwater with the stick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like the cartoons. See, give a bamboo rod.
See, that's good, but then how are you going to like explain to somebody what happened? What you have to do is stick it between your butt cheeks real quick.
It just fell right off. I broke my dick.
I fell out of bed and I landed on my dick.
I just landed right on my Ginsu.
You are right, though, Derek. There would be a good probably at least 45 seconds of just staring at my dick off.
And like just...
Just be like, no sounds, no ouches. Just like,
what? He puts his, you know, thumb in his pointer fingers. That's my dick.
I'm probably bleeding.
Yeah.
Now who gonna wipe this up?
You know, like when you're drinking and you're all fuzzy, or whatever.
Would you pick it up like?
I don't
or
know.
Would you like my dick?
Would there be a moment where you actually try and put it back?
Like, oh. You're just jabbing it against it.
Maybe it'll just screw right back.
Yeah. I take it and I would just jab it on the hole and then I would just lay in my bed and fall asleep. And it's like when I wake up, it'll heal.
Yeah, just squeeze it.
Start chewing some gum.
You quickly grab some scotch tape and you're just like.
And just squeeze it really hard and sleep on your stomach. And you just hope when you wake up, it's there again. And then die in your sleep because you're bleeding.
Yeah, and get an infection.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there would definitely be, like I was saying, when you're, like, drunk and you're fuzzy and, like, something really shitty happens and it, like, sobers you up real quick, all of a sudden you're thinking straight and everything just kind of lines up, I think that's what it would be. You just have that feeling where it's just everything stops.
No, that's what happens when you're like,
yo, give
light.
Me a math test right now.
Yeah.
I'll retake my SATs just, now.
Oh,
go.
Shit. I know algebra. I don't know how, but I know algebra, and I know that's
fuck that
dick.
Pre-algebra shit.
Give me a math test right now. I'll fucking pass it.
But you put my dick on? Eh, fuck that. I don't know math. Math, never heard of her.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, this has been fun.
It's like I shot his dick off.
Let's go to Applebee's.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's only 9:30. That wasn't a bad idea last time. I was so fucking full. We'll just end with this. Mother's Horror. Again, this is just going to go right into Kev's... surprised nobody took the mic stand. Just sitting there.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Oh, well, now that we're ending the show. Mother's Horror after son was born with 13-centimeter cyst on its neck.
What? Yeah, why would they let the baby be born?
I don't think they had a choice in the matter. But here's a picture of the darling baby. That
dude, that looks like an ass.
Ew, what is that? This is why Kev's right. No kids.
Hey, you can have sex with that.
That looks like, come on.
Looks like
no.
Butt down there, right? You did not say that.
Baby butt down there.
Slap that all on the floor. Slap
so, guys, guys, guys. I have, my hands are free.
Oh, look at that. Hands free and happy to be.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't go through the whole thing. I mean, he's okay now.
I could jack off to disfigure babies now.
Like, they, you know, here he is after the surgery. So he's fine. He's an
Why is his head tilted, though?
Well, they just fucking cut 13 centimeters off his neck.
So what? They couldn't prop him up straight real quick?
You ever
for
sleep
a quick
on
photo?
Your nose? Because that piece of his, like, neck or brain or whatever is, like, tilted to the left or something.
Now, Steve, you ever sleep on your side?
Yeah.
With an extra pillow, so your head's a little bit further up than it should be, and you wake up in the morning
and
you
can't
still
move?
Kinda,
can't get his neck.
Yeah, that's how this kid feels.
No.
He just lost his extra
well,
pillow.
And just so you know, here he is with his...
Wait, he looks like somebody that we watched wrestle.
Oh, dude, this kid rules.
Yeah, he's got a little...
Look at him, he's like, yo, brush your shoulders
he's
off.
Like, what the fuck? Swag.
This is instant meme right here.
Yeah.
Swag.
This you can make a meme out of this.
Swag.
And then we'll get fucking sued.
The fuck
you ever heard of a butt neck?
Swag.
But here's the picture that really got me. You know, you're going to do cute stuff with your baby. Cool. Whatever. But wait until the 13-centimeter cyst is off his neck before you make the super baby picture.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So there's a picture.
Dude, look at the traps on that fucking thing.
I love the defiant fist in the air.
And we're laughing because he's okay. But here's this baby, this newborn baby.
I'd be laughing if he wasn't
super
okay.
Baby anyway, it says Super Ball.
He's got a little onesie on that says, I'm assuming Super Baby. All we see is Super Ba. And it's got the B on it, and it's got a cape. But he has the huge thing on his neck.
Like kryptonite.
Yes.
They should have flapped that cape around it.
Oh.
Yeah, imagine a picture of him trying to squeeze it like a zit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, imagine if you popped
it. Now, what is that, though? I missed what it was. Is it a tumor?
It's a cyst.
Oh, okay.
It's his twin.
Yeah, basically. It looks
his
like
little
it.
Buddy. My dad's got one of those things.
Yeah?
My buddy and me.
Does he have a bunch of skin tags around it?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Who had the skin tags?
I don't know. Steve number one?
Oh, no, you said something about skin tags.
Yeah, Steve number one. He's got the AIDS nipple, I call it. Yeah. Which is growing, he says.
Ew.
Yeah. That's I labeled it the fucking AIDS nipple.
Ugh.
It's like on his side in a headlock. And he wears those cut off sleeve shirts, so it's always sticking out just on the edge. Like, I would be like so mad because it'd be like itchy. It like saws on it all day as he's walking around town.
Ah. You figure he's had enough drunk nights, you figure somebody would have just put a cigarette out on it or something. Burn that shit off.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do.
Exactly.
Just singe a fucking cigar on it.
There's a super cyst baby. He has an adorable baby, though.
Hey,
I like
guys.
That picture. I'm good.
Yeah, I got a stiff neck, man. It's not,
would you rather always watch Nicolas Cage movies or Owen Wilson movies?
Owen Wilson.
Nick Cage. Because in that would be Raising Arizona.
No.
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, but then you'd have Wedding Crashers. I would rather watch Owen Wilson movies.
Would you rather
maybe that's the wrong Wilson brother.
Would you rather constantly have a runny nose or constantly have Cheetos cheese covered on your fingers?
Cheetos
cheese. I would just eat that all day.
Yeah, I would just suck my fingers off. Shove them in my butt too.
Would you rather sneeze every 3 minutes or always have the sensation to sneeze and never do?
Sneeze every 3 minutes, man. I love that shit.
Whatever whatever Steve did before.
Yeah, yeah. My God.
Would you rather drink milk for the rest of your life or drink orange juice for the rest of your life?
Milk.
I'm lactose intolerant, so orange juice.
I'd go with the OJ.
I'd have to have some Tums, though.
Dum, 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 dum.
All right.
That's it? Okay.
I had enough of that.
Well, we'll see you.
The next page isn't loading.
Would you rather have dropped the first atom bomb on Japan or have operated the gas chamber during the Holocaust?
Jesus Christ.
Both.
Escalated quickly. Would you rather sneeze or
kill 6 million Jews?
Okay, Holocaust.
Okay, Holocaust it is.
Well, apparently 80% of people say they'd rather bomb Japan than run the gas chamber.
Yeah, because Japanese people have no soul.
Just what? Like gingers.
Yeah, they're like gingers.
Yeah, but
Japanese people.
They make great porno.
Yeah, but they blur it all out.
With pixelated cubes.
Yeah.
Great porno. See, I can see like working the gas chamber being boring.
He's just like, all right, okay, yeah, next, all right.
But dropping that bomb, you see them all like, oh my God.
Yeah, I see, like, the gas chamber, eventually you'd be desensitized.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it all day. The bomb, like, it would happen, and then you'd live with it the rest of your life.
That sound you just made sounds like those T-shirt press things.
What?
Would you?
Oh, I thought you went, ma. Yeah. What T-shirt press are you working?
Would you rather burn your family to death or make or nuke your hometown with all your friends in it?
See you, Derek.
Nuke my hometown. Yeah. Because, again, that's just one and done.
Yeah.
You know, burning your family alive, that's
one and done, but that's just that's terrible.
Yeah.
Tap water.
Would you rather have to wear a Barney costume for the rest of your life or have to eat a bowl of cereal with mustard every morning?
Mustard and cereal.
Is the Barney suit air conditioned?
No.
Is there a hole for him to bleed out of?
Why do you bring these now as I'm playing the outro music?
Because we have to end with a bang.
Yeah.
We do.
All right. Well, we will see you
Thursday.
Tully Sunday. Blanchard.
Okay. Aristocratsradio.com, CWERadio.com. I think Matt will be here next week unless somebody dies or he has a show or something.
Sergeant Craig Pitbull Pittman.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Cobra. Arachnoman.
Is that?
Brad Armstrong.
Goodbye.